The following is a sponsored program. High Desert Broadcasting is not responsible for the views or claims expressed in this program.
Are we on?
Hey.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Sorry, I was Facebooking.
This is Dr. Andrea Mills.
And Dr. Vicki Thomas.
And this is It's a Paradox.
It's a paradox. You know, you're the one that has to give the definition to paradox again.
Okay. A paradox is a statement or an opinion that runs contrary to public belief. Why did we name our show that, Vicki?
Because that would be a description of us. We are quite frequently against beliefs.
Well, okay, let's report that.
Wait, common belief. Let's just call it a common belief.
Well, you know, as I said last week, one of my mentors says that common sense is not common practice in America, and we want to change that. So today we're going to be talking a lot about all about chronic pain.
And boy, do we have contrary beliefs there.
On chronic pain?
Two common beliefs.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about pain and what it is. And then when we get into chronic pain. So pain is a message from your body that there is something going on. Either a tissue is injured or a tissue is being used or affected in a way that it's not supposed to be.
I got a better line for that.
What's that?
Pain is a sign from your body to pay attention.
Yeah, I like pay attention
just
inside
pay attention.
Now.
Yeah.
Pay attention inside now. Pain. So it's just a symptom. It's a warning sign that there's something going on.
Right.
Right. So, for example, acute pain, which is defined as the pain that happens. Exactly. The pain that happens after an injury. Let's say you're playing tennis and you sprain your ankle. That's going to hurt because those tissues have been injured and your body doesn't
want
you to run on it. Or you break a leg. Well, that's a very extreme example.
That's acute.
It is very acute.
Not cute, but just acute.
And those messages are there to tell you not to use that tissue or that ankle anymore.
Again, paying attention.
Right. Yeah. So what happens when it gets to be chronic?
Chronic, in my definition of chronic, is that it's been over 3 months.
Right. And that's pretty standard. Some medical professionals say 6 months. Some say three. I think pretty much 3 months. I mean, that's 12 weeks.
A lot of the things I studied tell me that every injury, every accident to the body, injuries should be healed within 11 weeks.
Yeah. Even if you think of a broken bone. Broken bones will heal in between 8 and 12 weeks, depending on the severity of the injury. But the broken bone, new bone starts getting laid down as soon as just a few hours after the injury. So, yeah, after 12 weeks, it should be pretty much done.
Yeah. And we've both had clients in the office that have had pain that has been going on and on and on for years.
We talked about that last week. Years.
Yeah. And I have a story.
You do?
Yeah. And this was an interesting client. His name was Willie.
Uh-huh.
And Willie came in, and a really interesting part of Willie coming into our office was that he was attended your first wedding and was a good friend.
Yes, Willie
and
was a good friend.
So you got reacquainted with a good friend and his wife, and that was really nice. And the other part of that is that Willie had an injury 3 years prior and had a back surgery 3 years prior. He actually came in to see me for weight loss.
Okay.
And in the course of that, I taught him how to control the pain because he had had surgery. This should have been healed, but he was in chronic pain and it was excruciating. Literally 2 days after he saw me for the first time, he called and he said, you know, I walked out of your office the very first moment, walked across the parking lot with no pain.
Wow.
And
now,
it just stayed
that way. You did a hypnotherapy session with him. What did you do with him?
Literally, I helped him go inside the control room of his body and turn the pain down to zero. And to pay attention.
Explain that. That sounds sort of like woo-woo to me.
That's what I do. I do the woo stuff. Yeah, well, that's what we did. We did a hypnosis session, got him to that relaxed, comfortable state of hypnosis, and had him go into the control room of his brain and turn the pain down to zero and lock it in at zero. Yes, that is very woo-woo. So you want me to explain what?
Well,
that's the way we did.
explain how the brain can do that, because from a neurological standpoint, and you and I have discussed this before, mm-hmm. your brain has the ability to take messages. And if a message is sent along the same neural pathway in the brain
right.
over and over again, and pain is an example of this.
Right. I use the example of a road.
A road, right. So you've got these nerve roads that go from tissues to the brain. And if these pain signals are getting sent over and over and over again, it's almost like a groove gets created yeah. in that nerve
it creates
road.
A rut.
Right. It creates yeah. like a rut in there. And so those pain signals can get sent faster and faster and easier because they're used to going that way. Does that
right,
make sense?
Right, exactly. And they go there instantly
right.
without even
so
you thinking about it.
There's been neural research that shows that the brain actually has the ability to create new neural pathways that bypass those ruts.
Right.
How and does hypnosis help with that? Because it kind of sounds like that's what you guys did.
It creates an imaginary roadblock. We put up a fence and then that path, neural pathway can't go there. But, you know, you and I talked about the plasticity of the brain,
right.
neuroplasticity, or I think you just called it brain plasticity. And your brain has so many unused neural networks. There are 10 to 10 to the 10th power number of neural connections in your body. That's 10 with 100 zeros behind it. And frankly, I can't count that. So
yeah,
for every
either.
So every nerve in your body, and this makes me wonder, and you can maybe comment on this, about when someone has a pinched nerve. And they'll say, oh, but I will always have pain because I have a pinched nerve. Well, for every nerve in the body, there are 16 redundant nerves
mm-hmm.
that are just standing there waiting to take their turn.
They're
just standing there waiting for that nerve to get pinched so that they can work.
But see, the nerve doesn't always have to be pinched. It depends on what's causing it. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Because
I almost always talk with pain from an emotional level when it's chronic. When it's been over 3 months, I deal with it as being an emotion that's stuck in the body that they're not paying attention to.
Yeah, it can definitely be part of that. Let's talk.
And you do more with opening up the energy pathways.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
I would work with opening up the nerve pathways. Let's talk a little bit about what it costs this country, chronic pain, because chronic pain affects millions of Americans every year, Europeans too, by the way. It's not just a United States thing. And it's interesting because I was reading an article on Reuters Health this morning, and they were saying that chronic pain is linked to functional, structural, and chemical changes in the brain, and that the brain's responses to the pain are the key to what the pain feels like and how long the pain goes on. And it's interesting because it's estimated to cost this country $150 billion a year.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, how much of that is in drugs that don't work? I'm sorry, drug companies. I'm really sorry, drug companies, but I can't tell you the number of people that I've had that have been on some kind of painkillers, and the only thing they really did was really mess them up.
Yeah.
In their emotional, physical well-being, not stop the pain.
Yeah, it's in the medications that don't work. It's in the time lost from work. It's in the doctor's visits associated with going to the doctor, trying to find answers. It's in disability costs. It affects so many different areas. And think of one person. How many people rely on you in your life how many people rely on you? There's your husband. There's your clients. There's your kids, your grandchildren. You know, all these people rely on you.
Everybody relies on me. Everybody.
Exactly. If you have chronic pain, what's the impact on their life? And then how does it impact the people that...
Impact their people.
Exactly.
And
so
their people.
The 6 degrees of separation, one person living with chronic pain, $150 billion a year.
So if I have chronic pain, it would be related to Kevin Bacon. Sorry, I had to lighten that up.
Exactly. Oh, man, I just thought of some movie he did that's so not related to chronic pain. So, Vicki, let's talk a little bit about hypnotherapy and how you help a client who's got chronic pain and what you can do for somebody who's been suffering for more than 3 months.
Okay. I generally start with the fact that I need a medical referral.
Right.
From their doctor to work with them if they've got chronic pain. Because I want to know, for example, that their headache isn't a brain tumor.
Right. Exactly.
Now, if they've got a tension headache and the doctor says, yeah, help this person, great. You know, we're on a roll. And I've never, ever had a doctor turn that down.
Good.
You know, they all say, yeah, work with this patient. They really do want their patients to get well.
Of course they do. That's why they're doctors.
Exactly. And if they've had a patient for 3 months and they didn't get their pain stopped.
Yeah, they're looking for
they're
anyone who can help that. Yeah.
Absolutely. They don't know what to do other than give them more medicine.
Right.
And they don't really want to do that either. You know, no. There's not a doctor that out there that wants you addicted to pain medication. There just isn't. So I get the referral. And then we just start working. We start with a classic hypnosis session that is just like I said, where you get the client very relaxed and you, through words, and then you take them into the control room of their brain and turn their pain down to zero. That works, I would say, 50% of the time.
Okay.
But then I guess we've got to talk about secondary gain.
Right.
Because secondary gain, well, I wanted a definition of that because I know it, but I'm not sure I can speak to it. But secondary gain is when your unconscious mind creates a benefit for having the pain. And I guess the best way I can explain that is if I give you some examples, like I've had clients that really didn't want to have to go back to work.
Yeah, that would now, be definitely a secondary gain.
That doesn't mean that they wanted to have pain, but if they got rid of the pain, they might not be able to work.
Right.
I mean, they might have to go back to work. Or I had one, I've had many, many, that had a secondary gain of someone will take care of me.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Yeah, or someone else will pay attention to me.
Right.
Or then we get into the emotional. So I help them try to find that secondary gain and replace that with a positive reason for feeling better and really restructure that in their mind.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here just a moment. I mean, I understand what you're saying with secondary gain. But somebody who's in chronic pain, if you tell them there's a secondary gain, they're going to get in your face and say, what do you mean I want to have this pain because I want to be paid attention to?
Oh,
Because it's not – it's you and I both know it's not conscious. They're not consciously saying, right. I want to be in pain. So talk about that. And by the way, if you have any questions on this topic, feel free to call us in the studio at 661-266-4420.
Right.
Okay. Vicki, go ahead.
I never get in right in somebody's face and say – you're creating secondary gain. You have a benefit for this pain.
Right.
Because you're right. They will always, always, always say, there is no benefit. There is no benefit to having this pain. But then I help them work their way around it. And actually, later today, we're going to call Lisa.
Okay.
And Lisa, I've just started working with her for her pain. We've had, I think, two sessions in which we got her pain down instantly. But she does have some secondary gain going on there.
And does she know that?
She knows it on a conscious level.
Okay. She didn't know it on a conscious level when she first came in, though.
No, not at all.
Got it.
Not at all. And she works very well with me in alleviating the pain really quickly.
Okay.
And then she'll go home and she will pay attention to the secondary gain. So she's trying to shift things in her life so that that is no longer controlling her.
Awesome. Okay, good.
And obviously, when you listen to this, it will be really easy to notice that I can often work with this content free, meaning I don't really need to know the story. That's why I picked Lisa to call later, because I don't need to know her story to help her remove that pain.
You know what? I want to talk about stories for a little bit because it relates to pain on so many levels. I tell my patients, a belief is just a story you tell yourself over and over and over again. And these chronic patients, they believe that there's no hope, or they believe that their injury is so bad. Like, for example, I've got a fairly new patient. She's absolutely positive that this pinched nerve, and I did that in quotations, is causing her pain. But when I did all of my orthopedic and neurologic and I looked at the x-rays and I looked at everything, there's no doubting she does slightly have a pinched nerve. But that, in my mind, is only causing maybe 5% of what she's experiencing. But she's been telling herself this story over and over again that it's this pinched nerve causing it. And she believes it now.
Yes, and I've had that same type of situation where a client will come in and say, I had a certain car accident,
mm-hmm.
and or accident broke something. And the doctors say, mm-hmm. I will heal in a year. It will take a year to get over the pain.
Right.
And by golly, they get over the pain in a year.
Isn't that funny?
There's the story. And like, you have to really question where that belief comes from. I really have to, with my clients, say, really? Is it only? Okay, we'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, we'll call Lisa.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. EarthShare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ed Council.
Hello, we're back.
Okay, we're back.
Now you turned me off altogether. Can't
well, let me
hear
turn them up. Vicki can't hear in her headphones.
Okay, now I can hear.
Okay, good. So we're gonna talk a little bit about this beliefs thing, and then we're gonna get one of Dr. Vicki's clients on the phone, and she's gonna do an example of what she does in the office of chronic pain patients. So we were just talking over the break. I tell patients that a belief is simply a story you tell yourself over and over again, and I think these chronic pain patients, they've been told by so many people, and they've tried different drugs, and they've tried different things that haven't worked, that they start to believe that there's no hope. And rather than focusing on what they can control and focusing on the things that are working well, they start focusing on the hopelessness and what's not working.
Or even one of the most important things that I tell my clients when they come in for pain is, how do you want to be in 5 years?
Right.
Like, your life in 5 years, if you continue the way you're going, will be five more years of absolute misery. Or in 5 years, you could be 5 years older having a phenomenal life.
Yeah. Where your attention goes, that's generally what you'll get more of. And I had a mentor. He's a chiropractor, and he needed to have both of his hips replaced. And until those surgeries got done, he was in pain every single day. And people used to walk up to him and say, "Hey, Lenny, how you doing?" And he'd say, "Oh, I'm doing fantastic." And he would be visibly limping, Vicki. And people would say, "What do you mean you're doing fantastic?" He'd say, "Well, my ankles feel great. My knees feel great. My back feels great. My shoulders feel great. My elbows feel great. My neck feels great. My eyes are working. I can smell the flowers." He'd say, 95% of my body is working fantastically. Of course I'm doing great. And it's an interesting perspective that nobody really thinks about these days.
99% feeling great.
Exactly. So I'm having a great day. Yeah, my hips bother me a little bit, but you know what? Everything else is working phenomenally well.
Do you know when I was in hypnosis school, this is deviating from, but it is about pain, because we did an experiment for pain. And what I had to do is put myself in a trance and then have my husband pinch the back of my hand really, 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 really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I put myself into this relaxed state, and he was supposed to pinch it, you know, like really hard. And I'm sitting there, and after like 5 minutes, I said, would you just please go ahead and pinch it?
Oh, how funny. You had no idea.
I had no idea. But the whole exercise, I was focusing on my left little toe.
That's cool.
And could never feel the pinch.
Well, I have an article here on, it's from altmd.com about controlling chronic pain and thoughts. And it basically says that since meditation involves focused attention, concentration can be placed on the pain itself. And I think this is what chronic pain patients do. This creates a new awareness of the negative habitual thoughts that can overcome your quality of life. So a shift occurs once you realize that you have a choice. You can either continue to have these habitual responses towards the pain or move toward a choice on how to pay attention and respond to the pain sensations differently.
I think it's as simple as this. Remember the last time you burnt your finger on the stove, like, or a hot pan, and it was blistered, and it hurt, and your attention is there, and the longer you're paying attention to it, it hurts.
Right.
So for a minute, you know, you ice it or run it under cold water or something, but then as soon as you focus on something else, it doesn't hurt anymore. And the blister's still there. It didn't instantly heal. It's still there.
Yeah, the healing process is still going on.
But you're focused somewhere else, and it takes the pain off.
Well, why don't we get Lisa on the phone with you, and you can do an example of what you do. Work your magic.
Yeah. And I'm going to clarify this saying, if you're in the car pretending you have pain, please don't do these exercises while you're driving. But this is actually one
Pause the iPod.
Yeah, this is one that is a relatively high level of conversation with Lisa. So, hi, Lisa. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Lisa. I'm Dr. Mills. Nice to meet you.
So, Lisa, are you in pain today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Where is your pain focused today?
Pain is focused in my lower back.
Okay.
Lisa, can I ask you a question since I don't know anything about you? How long have you been suffering?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, okay.
And this was an accidental. It was an injury.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be some current injury there. We do have her medical doctor's permission to do this.
Okay.
So, Lisa, on a scale of 0 to 10, what's your pain level at now?
About an 8.
We're at an 8.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lisa, can you focus on that part of your body right now?
Yes.
And as you do, tell me how big is the pain? Like, is it football size? Is it grapefruit size? Is it golf ball size?
About the size of a grapefruit.
Okay, it's grapefruit size. Now, focus on that pain, and is it on the left or the right side of your body?
The right side.
Right side. It seems like the last time I talked to you was on the left side.
It switches sometimes.
That's good, because if it switches, guess what? That means the pain pathway is switching, and it's not necessarily due to an injury, and we can make it go away. So, it's on the right, and it's grapefruit size. Now focus on it again and tell me what color it is.
It's like a reddish orange.
Reddish orange. And what's your favorite color?
Like a blue green.
Okay. So can you bathe that almost as if you're pouring anesthesia on it and make it blue and green, bluish green? And how is that? Is it bluish green yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. Very good. Lisa does really well at this. So now it's bluish green. And on a scale of 0 to 10, what is it now?
About a 4.5, 5.
Wow. That's almost a 50% decrease.
That's awesome. Good job. Now, can you shift it from the right to the left? Like, as we're thinking, and maybe Andrea and I will just talk about something for a second. I want you to shift it from the right to the left and tell me if it moves at all right now.
Actually, it's moving just a little bit. It's towards the middle now.
Good. And what size is it now?
About the size of a baseball.
Baseball, good. And is it still bluish green?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, so it's bluish green, baseball size, more in the middle. And is it on the front or the back of that portion of your body?
The back.
Can you shift it to the front?
A little bit.
Can you shift it up or down a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now while you're there, I want you to just go into the control room of your brain and find the dial or gauge that controls pain and just turn that down to zero and lock it in. And just give us a yes when you found it and you've done that. La da 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 da. Okay.
Yeah.
And now on a scale of 0 to 10, what's it at now?
Maybe a 1.
Good.
Wow.
Here's what I'm going to say, Lisa, is that today you may not need to use your pain medication. If you just leave it there at a 1 and just do some deep breathing and remember to focus on, the last thing I really want you to focus on, ask your unconscious mind what emotion you are storing there. Just tell it right now the name of the emotion.
Regret.
Regret. Excellent. Tell your unconscious mind that under the circumstances that you're in, regret was probably normal. However, regret is not a helpful emotion for you in this instance. And in fact, what would be a more positive emotion for you to focus on?
Happiness.
Happiness. Can you find a few things to be happy about today?
Yeah.
Now when you do that, is there any pain left or is it at a 0?
Real close to it.
Excellent.
That's great.
I want you to focus on the things that make you happy today and your future rather than any regrets of the past, because regrets of the past are just a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, and thank you for doing that on the air with us.
And go feel
it was nice
awesome.
You,
okay. Love you.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. That was very cool.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah. And we've done that before. Okay. We're going to go for a break. When we get back, we will be talking with Dr. Phil Harrington of K-Laser. We're going to start talking about something a little bit more technical.
266-4420 if you have any questions.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills of Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
News Talk 1380.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case.
Vice President Joe Biden says the deaths of al-Qaeda and Iraq's two most senior leaders show Iraqi security forces are growing in strength.
Their deaths are potentially devastating blows to al-Qaeda Iraq.
The two terrorists were killed in a joint U.S.-Iraqi operation. The death toll from a devastating earthquake in northwest China now tops 2,000. State-run media report another 195 people are still missing and more than 12,000 are hurt. The United Kingdom, Germany, and Denmark have announced plans to begin partial reopening of their airspace. Volcanic ash from Iceland has grounded thousands of flights in recent days. A somber memorial service was held Monday to mark the 15th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. 168 people were killed in the blast. The Los Angeles coroner's office says the cause of actor Corey Haim's death should be released sometime this week. The coroner's been awaiting results of toxicology tests. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
Okay, we're back.
Where are we gone? Oh,
I can't figure out what you and Ernie are laughing about because I've got my headphones on. I couldn't hear it.
You were talking about, yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, I did that on purpose. I had Lisa because to explain how hypnosis works for pain, it works different for you and you and you and everybody's different.
Right.
But that's kind of the basics of what I would go through with somebody and a client to quickly get their pain level down. Or I would do a long session depending on what they needed and everybody's different. And if you look at me and say, scientifically, how did that work?
Right.
We created new neural pathways.
Scientifically, you know, there are all these theories about why chiropractic works. And the reality is it works because it works. And is it because we're decreasing?
And how do we know it works?
Because patients get better. Is it because the nerves get, they're being pinched and the pinching goes away? Probably. Is it because there's inflammation? Probably. Is it because the muscles and the tendons and the ligaments aren't working well? Probably. And what we know is that chiropractic works on those and the body heals itself, which is amazing.
And it's all natural and that's what we both like.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to switch gears just a little bit and start talking about some of the physical causes of pain. And when I do this...
And the physical healing of pain.
Right.
The physical cures of pain. I don't know if you're allowed to use cures and healing, but the physical...
Well, healing, absolutely.
The physical...
Healing of pain.
Disappearance of pain. Go ahead.
What I find is when I do lectures, one of the lectures I talk about is chronic pain. And the three most common reasons for chronic pain are headaches, arthritis... and low back pain, okay? And if you look at those three, arthritis and low back pain definitely have structural conditions associated with them. Headaches may be structural, but they may also be stress-related or emotionally related. And then, of course, there are organic brain diseases that can cause them, so we want to stay away from those. But if you look at the three most common reasons for back pain, structural misalignments play a big part in that. And as a chiropractor, that's what I do. I work on the structural alignment to get the body healing well. And we talked last week about how the nervous system controls everything. And if there's pain in your right leg, you know, there's a really good chance that the nerves that come out of the back that go to the right leg are being compromised. And so a chiropractic adjustment, most of the time, will handle that, you know, along with some of the other stuff that we do. But we get times when patients walk into my office and their shoulders are frozen or they've had chronic pain of several years duration. And then that's when we need something a little bit different. And one of the things that I have in practice that I don't think anyone else up here has is a class 4 infrared laser, which is really cool. Everyone thinks laser, cutting laser, you're like out in space, whatever. And this is a very, very non-invasive form of treatment for these chronic conditions that works amazingly well.
Now, I've heard it called by several names.
What's that?
K-Laser.
Right. Well, I have a specific brand, K-Laser. There are a couple of different. There are a couple of other different brands out there. But I have a K-Laser, which is the same laser, by the way, that the Cincinnati Bengals uses on their athletes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember people that were horse riders come in. The one girl had the frozen shoulder, and that really helped her. Jim, my husband, he loves it when I mention him. But Jim, hi, honey, had a hyperextended elbow from work, and he came in, and I think it only took one K-Laser session. Almost positive.
It was only one to get his pain down. We did do a couple just to handle some range of motion issues and that kind of thing. But it did, I think, only take one to drop his pain dramatically. Mm-hmm. And I see that quite a bit. If I get my dosing correct on the front end, pain drops almost immediately within a visit or two, you know.
Well, I had that broken toe that we did and the laser. And I had been like kind of suffering with that broken toe for 3 years. And it, you know, it was healed. But if I wore high heels, you know, those sexy ones I like to wear, then I would be in pain for 3 days. So Dr. Mills hit it with a laser, and it whatever was going on really went away.
And it's really new technology. So what I have done is we've got Dr. Phil Harrington on the line, and we're going to bring him on and ask him some questions. He's with K-Laser. I want to say he's a vice president, but that could be wrong. So we'll let Phil tell us what he is. And we'll ask him some questions about the K-Laser and laser therapy in general so you guys can hear a little bit about it, because to me it's my job. So I always assume everyone knows how it works.
So, Phil, are you there?
I can hear you. I've got a real scratchy line. I can barely hear you.
Okay. I wonder if that's on our end or your end.
Okay, so we'll just keep talking. Can you hear if we ask you some questions? Because yours is really clear.
Yeah, you sound great. Phil?
Nope.
Oh, boy. Technical difficulties. Phil, can you hear us? Okay, well, we're... Let me tell you a story about we'll see if we can get Phil back on the line. I'm going to tell you a story about a patient who came in a couple of years ago. He works in law enforcement. He's with the sheriff's department, and he had been in several major car accidents. So I don't remember how many, but at least two, maybe three.
I'm thinking three, maybe four.
Okay. And I think they were job related, and he had been in chronic pain for at least 3 or 4 years in his mid back. And it was to the point where he couldn't get a full night's sleep. I think he was sleeping 3 or 4 hours a night.
And if we're talking about the same patient, I remember him saying he was in pain for 10 years.
Oh, okay. And I met him at a social function, and I flat out told him at the social function, I can get rid of your pain. And he looked at me and he said, I don't believe you. And I said, great, come on in and let's work on it. And we committed to doing a 12 laser treatment program of care. It included this infrared K-Laser. It included chiropractic adjustments and some muscle work and some stretching and home exercises and that kind of thing. And we were nearly halfway through his treatment. I think it was visit number 7. And he walked into the office with a big grin on his face. And he says, you're not going to believe this. And I said, what? He says, I slept through the night and I woke up pain-free. And I, woohoo, you know, through the office. It was great. Phil, do we have you back on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you much better.
Yay! So, you know, I've known you for a couple of years now through K-Laser, but what is your title there?
My title is kind of a jack of all trades. I handle a lot of different things within the company, anywhere from talking with people that are brand new to laser therapy and researching the subject. I'll answer questions from prospective patients with questions around the country, all the way up to handling training situations and installing the equipment into offices, and then handling follow-up questions, clinical questions afterwards. So a number of different roles. Real exciting thing in my role in the company just recently is that I just finished up a trip to India where
we saw your pictures.
Establishing a distributorship in the country of India. So it's been a real exciting job for me working with K-Laser, and I've had a lot of fun with it.
Okay. Now, how did you learn about K-Laser originally?
I used it in my own practice. You know, in the early 2000s, there were a lot of very low-powered laser companies were coming out with devices. I started to use one of those initially. Then after using it for a short period of time, I just realized that, it just did not have the power. So I started to research the higher powered therapy lasers and was actually the first practitioner in my state to use one of these class 4 therapy laser devices.
Oh.
So then from that, and then before my chiropractic background, I did have a degree in physics. So the application of lasers together in the chiropractic sense is just a very exciting application.
Very cool. So how long have class 4 therapy lasers been used? I mean, I've had mine almost 3 years now, but I think I was one of the first. I think I was sort of on the cutting edge.
You are a trendsetter, Dr. Mills.
Thank you. What can I say?
Yeah, they've been used in Europe for over a dozen years.
Okay.
They've just been used in Europe much longer than here.
So they're time tested, just not here in the States as much.
Exactly right. Exactly
so
right.
Yes. Has it been FDA approved?
FDA clearance for the K-Laser came in March of 2005. And so, yes, it's been pretty recent, just a few years. So it is still a cutting-edge technology. Doctors who are using this technology are certainly at the forefront.
Okay, so what kind of, I mean, I know what kind of conditions, but for our listeners, what kind of conditions can be treated with it?
Well, we can look pretty generally at the basic neuromusculoskeletal conditions, the different pain conditions. And what's exciting about it is that you can address acute pain conditions. Say someone just had a car accident this morning and they were having neck pain, all the way through to the very chronic pain conditions, the chronic arthritic knee pain.
There's
a real wide
arthritis.
Variety of pain conditions that can be addressed.
How does the laser work? I know the exam. I know what I tell patients, but from your standpoint, how does it work?
Well, it works that laser photons are very, very special particles of light. You know, it was Einstein that theorized the development of the laser, and then the laser was invented in 1960. And since then we've realized that these coherent photons of light have very special properties, and when they interact with the damaged or injured cells in our body. There are components within the cells that absorb that laser energy and use it to create cellular energy, giving that cell a little bit of a boost to help it repair and rejuvenate faster and with better quality. Then there are a number of effects that happen at the tissue level also, whether it's vasodilation.
Vasodilation, for those of you who don't know, means the blood vessels actually dilate.
Right, yeah, you're spreading out, so you're getting more blood flow through the area. That's going to help both the healing process, but then also if there is an inflammatory process, it will help areas of inflammation and swelling. And here again, we could be talking acute inflammation all the way through chronic inflammation. And doctor, I'm sure you've seen this. Sometimes when you laser those inflamed areas, you can actually see that inflammation go down in front of your eyes.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen sprayed angles. Decrease swelling 50% in one laser visit.
And it's just astounding, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah.
Vicki looks like she has a question.
Well, I'm just saying it causes vasodilation or it releases vasodilation?
It causes vasodilation.
That's interesting because hypnosis itself causes vasodilation. So there's an interesting correlation.
Yeah, and then the other thing that what I tell patients is you know how a plant absorbs sunlight and uses that sunlight to grow? Well, your body can absorb the infrared light and use that light to heal. And one of the things it does is it actually helps create new blood vessels as well. Right, Doc?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes,
and
yeah.
So that
angiogenesis. We're creating new blood vessels in that area.
And in chronic patients, that's very important. You've got to get new blood flow into the area.
So are there any negative side effects?
Well, the most common side effects with this type of a laser treatment are very, very minor and very temporary. Sometimes after getting a treatment, someone will be slightly sore in the area, and I think the best explanation for that is if we are lasering a patient who is very toxic, you know, if they have a lot of toxins built up in their body by whatever means, and we laser them, we are releasing a lot of those toxins from that treatment area, so they can have increased pain at that treatment site.
Yeah, and I've seen that too. I always have to warn people they may get done. Hey, Doc, we're about ready to go back to break. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. When we get back, we're going to talk to a patient of mine who's recently undergone a laser treatment, and you guys can hear from him directly how that went.
Wonderful.
So 266-4420 if you want to call in. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my, the number 10, steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just the straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Hi, we're back.
I gotta say, Vicki, that's like the most in-your-face smoking commercial I've ever heard.
And it bothers people who have children and don't want to quit.
Absolutely.
We now have another caller. This caller is John, and he's John, right?
John.
And yeah. He's actually a patient of Dr. Mills. And John, you got 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We're running a little bit behind, so I apologize for that. Why don't you tell listeners why you came to me? I mean, I thought it was a fascinating injury, but I didn't live it. So why don't you tell patients why you came to me originally?
Okay. Well, on New Year's weekend, I was riding my street bike down a dirt road motorcycle, and for some reason, somebody had decided to place a series of barbed wire strands across the road. Results were pretty nasty.
Let's just say John's lucky to be with us today.
Yeah, one of the strands of barbed wire wrapped around my neck, and then as I went past the fence post.
Sorry, I'm having emotional reactions to this.
Yeah, it kind of did the chainsaw thing across my neck, and
it missed your carotid. It missed your carotid by what, half an inch?
Pardon?
It missed your carotid by what, half an inch?
No. When I went to emergency, they said an eighth of an inch deeper, and I would have severed the carotid, and it would have been a fatal.
Yeah. So let's just talk about how much scar tissue John has in his neck, ladies and gentlemen, nearly severed by barbed wire. Okay, so you had to go to the emergency room, obviously. Did you get stitched up? What did they do there?
Yes, instead of doing stitches, I had them place the surgical tape on my neck. So they used the surgical glue and the surgical tape to close me back up. I had a laceration that went from my spine all the way around the right side to my left ear.
Oh, my God.
So really glad
three quarters
here.
Of the way around my neck.
Yeah. Okay. And you came to me, if I remember correctly, in early February, nearly a month after the accident, right?
Yes, my doctor told me that I had to wait a minimum of 6 weeks for the soft tissue damage to heal before I could go to a chiropractor. He highly recommended going to a chiropractor because I believe he said C3, 4, and 5 were severely displaced in my neck, and I had what be commonly referred to as a severe case of whiplash.
Okay, and you were a referral to me, right?
Yes, I was. A friend of mine referred me.
Okay, dynamite. So when you walked in, we started talking about laser that first visit. And why don't you tell the listeners what your experience was? Because, you know, I did not adjust you right away. We did only the laser. Why don't you tell people what your experience was like with that?
Oh, with the laser?
Yes.
Oh, well, to be perfectly honest, I was a little apprehensive as to its actual therapeutical values.
Right. Skeptical might be a word.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I was. To be honest with you, I was. The sensations that you described where some people could experience burning and things like that, I did not experience. To me, the laser felt like you were running a very large ballpoint pen across the skin, as if you were pressing a ballpoint pen where you can kind of feel the edge of the casing on the ballpoint, and that was about it. I didn't receive any of the soreness or the burning sensation. But what I did notice is after the treatment, I was driving home, and without realizing it, I had looked to my right to check my mirror to do a lane change, and I was actually able to turn and look over my right shoulder. I still had stiffness, but I would say I could turn my head approximately one-fourth of the distance if you were to be looking straight ahead, and if 100% was to put my chin on my shoulder, I was at about 25% when I walked in.
Great. So that was,
as I was driving home that day, I made a lane change without realizing it, and I probably turned my chin at least 50% or greater just off that one treatment.
Great. So immediate results you saw. Good.
Yeah.
For me, yes, it was immediate.
And that's fairly common. Now, your pain dropped by how much by the next day?
Oh, I would also rate that at least 50%.
Yeah, and that's pretty common, Vicki. I see that
a
lot.
And by now.
I'm sorry? Right now?
Yeah. Like, by now, it's probably even more.
Oh, you're pain-free, right?
Yes, I'm pain-free at this point.
Yeah. John's been pain-free for a little while, and we're doing some other stuff with him right now, working on some, like, muscle rebalancing and that kind of stuff. But he's pain-free and doing really well.
Good.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you coming on and talking about that.
Not a problem.
Thanks, and we're glad you're here.
Like, yeah,
really,
you and me
here.
Both. Yeah. Yes, indeed. I'm glad I was available to be here to, you know,
okay,
have the treatment. Thank you.
I appreciate it. John, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, Andrea, what do you got going this week?
This week I have a couple things going on. I don't know whether or not you folks know, but I do offer workshops within the office, and these are community outreach, and they're available to the public. And so this week we are talking about the ultimate solution to America's healthcare crisis. That's in the office, 1314 West Avenue J at Allied Chiropractic. That's at 5 p.m. And in May I'll be speaking at the Quartzsite Public Library, and in June and July I'll be at Barnes & Noble. What about you?
I have a class coming up. Mine is not free. Mine is $297. It's a two-day class, May 1st and 2nd. It is in timeline therapy, which helps people release anger, sadness, fear, guilt, and limiting decisions on the past so you go forward without all of that crap.
Very cool.
And you can call me at my office and ask any questions you have about it. That's 661-209-2632.
And if you want to sign up for the healthcare workshops at the office, they're always Thursdays at either 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. The number there is 945-4441. And it looks like we are just about done. Vicki, what are we talking about next week?
The cost of not.
The cost of not.
And
explain, please.
In my mind, it's the cost of not doing the things we're talking about. The cost of not living your passions.
Yeah. I think also the cost of not taking action.
Not feeling good.
Not having great relationships.
The cost of not.
So that's next Monday at 11 a.m. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Andrea Mills and Dr. Vicki Thomas with It's a Paradox.
I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world.
The following was a sponsored program. Hydesa Broadcasting is not responsible for the views or claims expressed in the previous program.
Serving the Antelope Valley for over 50 years, this is News Talk 1380, KOSS Lancaster, a High Desert Broadcasting Company station.